Hello, and welcome to episode 31 of Celiac.com Podcast Edition. In this episode, we talk about new toxic wheat crops, sleep disorders, children lacking vitamins D and K, changes to the immune system phenotype, National Celiac Awareness Day, and a low-carb tropical fruit shake. Celiac.com Podcast Edition is your regular update on news and important topics from our website. Please leave a comment on our blog or write to the podcast edition directly. Our email address is podcast@celiac.com. Celiac.com Podcast Edition is sponsored by the Gluten-Free Mall. Since 1998, the Gluten-Free Mall has provided safe and convenient online shopping for people on restricted diets due to celiac disease, autism, ADHD, or other health reasons. The Gluten-Free Mall has the best prices and selection of gluten-free, wheat-free, casein-free, and other allergy-related health foods and special dietary products that you can find on the internet. Here's a special offer for our podcast listeners. If you shop at the Gluten-Free Mall between now and December 31st, 2010, use the word podcast in all small letters and get a 10% discount. Here's how you do it. When you're ready to check out from the Gluten-Free Mall, you'll see a coupon code box next to your total. To get your 10% off, make sure you write the word podcast in all small letters. This does not count for shipping or taxes, limit one per customer, and offer not valid with other specials or promotions. Now, the news. New toxic wheat. Could new wheat varieties be the cause of increased celiac diagnosis? Recent developments in wheat genetics and production technology might be triggering food allergies. Of course, there have been improvements in celiac diagnosis, and more people are aware of wheat allergies. But scientists have published a report just this month that proves that some newer breeds of wheat show higher amounts of allergy-inducing proteins. But that's not all bad news. Now that we have this information and know that older breeds of wheat are less aggravating to the immune system, perhaps we can engineer a wheat that won't cause so many individuals to reach the toxic tipping point. Sleep disorders. A team of researchers recently found that celiacs, even on a gluten-free diet, commonly suffer from sleep disorders related to depression, anxiety, and fatigue. Children lacking vitamins D and K. Children face a higher risk for bone disease, according to a recent study. Scientists learned that children's celiacs were seriously lacking vitamins D and K. The remedy? Of course, supplements work, but nothing strengthens the bones like real milk and playing outdoors in the sun. Playing, running, or walking increases bone density, and the sun is our best resource for vitamin D. Immune system phenotype. Can a gluten-free diet fix the genetic makeup of a child's immune system? Scientists recently set out to determine if both the inherited and circumstantial traits of a child's immune system might change for the better under a strict adherence to a gluten-free diet. They found that where specific deviations could be repaired, there was a level of allergy-prone genes that would not change. And now for some popular topics from celiac.com. National Celiac Awareness Day. September 13th was National Celiac Awareness Day. If you missed it, no worries. If you follow celiac.com, you know that really every day is Celiac Awareness Day. But the U.S. government has officially declared the 13th to be National Celiac Awareness Day. So everyone mark your calendars. This day should not exclude celiacs in other countries from also celebrating, because it's Dr. Samuel Gee's birthday. And who was Dr. Samuel Gee? He was a medical doctor practicing in the late 19th century who was the first to discover a link between celiac disease and a person's diet. His writings are quite interesting and not a bit unfamiliar. Read some of the accounts of early celiac disease as chronicled by Dr. Gee. We have some links to get you started on our website. The following is a sample of his ideas on symptoms and progress for child celiacs. And he says, the most remarkable sign about these children is that of loss of muscular power, with apparently no great loss of flesh. That is to say, to look at, the children do not seem to have wasted much, but on feeling the arms or legs, it is at once evident how soft and flabby and out of condition they are. A curious point is that they have a great objection to going upstairs, and in one case, one of the first symptoms which struck the nurse as being extraordinary was that the child did not care to mount the staircase, and that she had invariably to be carried up. The progress of this affliction is, as a rule, slow. The children seem to gradually become more feeble, to waste away, and to lose power. Occasionally, an attack of the watery diarrhea in those children who have been accustomed to suffer from diarrhea may carry off the patient. In the case of colicky attacks, I have seen a child in imminent danger from collapse. In non-fatal cases, recovery is extremely gradual. An important point to note in this connection is the tendency to relapses, each relapse taking a considerable time to make up for lost ground. When improvement begins to take place, it is usually shown in the healthier condition of the evacuations. The color becomes better, the motions are more formed, and above all, less copious and less offensive. The child gains in strength, but is a long time gaining in color. The muscular strength is the last to return, and mounting the stairs, or jumping, are among the very last things that can be done. Another important point concerning these patients is that the least thing apparently upsets them, and the smallest error in diet will bring on copious actions of the bowels, cause vomiting, or make the child quite ill again. Tropical fruit shake. The following is a refreshing, low-carb recipe from the summer 2010 Journal of Gluten Sensitivity. For some of us, early autumn is when the really hot weather begins. That's the time to freeze some fresh fruit and then blend it. This recipe calls for non-alcoholic pina colada mix to lend an island flavor. Take one fresh nectarine, peeled and pitted, 2 tablespoons frozen pina colada mix, 1/2 of a frozen banana, 4 frozen strawberries, 6 ice cubes, and 1 1/4 cup cold water. Combine all ingredients in a blender and blend until smooth. And that's all for this episode of the podcast edition from all of us here at celiac.com. Thank you for listening.